Moving on to academic and student affairs. Jill, you'll have to tell us what your official title is.
Chair.
The floor is yours.
Thank you. The Academic and Student Affairs Committee met yesterday here in this room, May 10th at 10 o'clock, and present were Trustees Cepeda, Edwards, Hoffman, Reyes, Schumach, and myself, and we also welcomed Trustees Koritz and McMillan. You were there. I'm not making that up. Okay.
I think so.
I opened the meeting with congratulations to our student trustees who are serving at their last meeting, as you know, and we'll honor them in a second. In our regular business, we approved the minutes of the meeting in March, from March 14th, and we reviewed the recommendations prior to advancement to the board as a whole here today. I note that some of these items were reviewed by other committees as well. So the things we reviewed were the routine appointment items, 5 appointments to university leadership positions, 4 academic program matters, including an out-of-cycle tuition change for a new accountancy degree online at Urbana, and the naming of a unit at Chicago. And as has already been mentioned, given the full agenda yesterday that we had at the Capitol, we heard no presentations at this meeting. There was no old business, no new business, and our next meeting is on July 12th in Chicago. And with that, first, I guess, see if there's any questions.
Thank you very much, Jill. Any questions, comments? Okay.
Okay, then I would like to move to a duty I get to perform now.
We have some special presentations for our student trustees.
Okay. Oh, let me make my way out of our stuff. I really need a box to stand on when I'm back here. But then with my luck, I'd fall off. It is my great pleasure to welcome our new student trustee, Ms. Karina Reyes. So would you join me up here? She is our new trustee. Chair, would you like to join us also, please?
Up to, thank you.
Karina is serving as the student trustee from the University of Illinois at Chicago, completing the 2016 to 2017 term. And she's also been elected as the student representative for the 2017 and 2018 term. And she will serve, I'm very happy to say, on the Academic and Student Affairs Committee with me. So let's welcome her to the board. As I read. So here is a little bit about your duties and what we will be doing. The statutes of the state of Illinois provide that there shall be one voting student trustee designated by the governor from one campus of the university and one non-voting student member from each campus not represented by the voting student member. The method of selecting student members has been determined by campus-wide student referenda on each of the campuses of the university. The student members serve a term of 1 year, which begins on July 1st of each year. In the installation of all members of the board, we tend to emphasize the duality of responsibility of us as trustees. On one hand, a deep interest in loyal support of the university, and on the other hand, a stewardship on behalf of the people of Illinois, an interrelationship which, as a trustee, one must define and carry out for oneself, but in no way is an incompatible relationship. Inevitably, the student member feels a kinship and accountability to the student body, and on the other hand, no less than any of us, the view of the university and its service necessarily must be broader than any one student constituency or any one campus. This can be a challenging perspective for us to maintain, but a learning process for all of us. Notice the ribbon that we are giving to her. It reflects the colors of the universities. Red for Chicago, white for Springfield, and of course orange for Urbana-Champaign, all on a united field of blue. As a member of the board, I welcome you to this fellowship of responsibility and invite your interest and contributions to the deliberations of the board. Congratulations.
Thank you for serving.
Thank you. Let's get a picture before you leave us. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah?
Sorry, I should have called you up.
Great.
Wait a minute.
Actually, you guys should get one without me. Go on.
Why?
Because you're sure. Okay.
Two roses between multiple thorns here.
For the record, he speaks for himself.
I do, as I was reading this, and I did this last night as I was looking at it, we're a little bit conflicted between using the word campus and university. It doesn't reflect our new approach, so we'll have to change that for next time. I didn't want to take the to-do. So one other thing that we get to do, which is always a little bit sad but also a little bit joyous at the same time, is to say goodbye to our student trustees as they leave us and go on to the next part in their path on life. So could I ask both of you to come up? Chair, would you like to join us as well?
I would love to. Thank you.
Well, we now say goodbye to our student trustees, Colin, Juwan, and Nathan. Juwan isn't able to be here today. It's been an honor to get to know and work with all of you, and for either whether the 1 year or for the 2 years with Juwan. And all three have been excellent representatives. Really excellent representatives of their respective universities and of the university as a whole and of the state as a whole as well. Nathan has represented his constituents here at the University of Illinois at Springfield for this past year. His dedication and insights have brought awareness to the board of issues that are important to the students at a liberal arts university such as this one. He's graduating from UIS this coming weekend and has been accepted into the School of Law at St. Louis University. Congratulations on that. Colin has represented the Urbana student body for the past year, and he's been a devoted and thoughtful advocate, always with the best orange ties, whether they're bow ties or none, and has been diving deep into issues to understand all of the implications of the decisions as a trustee might have on his fellow students. He is graduating this weekend as well. And in August, he's going to begin a PhD in political science at Yale. So congratulations as well. Juwan is not with us today, as you can see. He's been with us as a student trustee from the University of Illinois at Chicago for the past 2 years. He's always focused on the best interests of fellow students and all of the business that came before the board. He has invested untold hours of learning, researching, and thinking about the best outcomes for them. He's accepted a position as a legal assistant in the U.S. Attorney's Office this fall and will continue his military service as an active drilling member in the National Guard. So all of you have done a great job, and when I first came on, I didn't know what to expect of a student trustee. And I can tell you that our student trustees do not just sit and listen, which is, we wouldn't want them to do that. They have opinions, they push issues, and they push back, and they support. So you guys have done, your campuses really did a great job choosing you. So thank you. But now you become alums, so you have to become very loyal alums, very participative alums, please. So please accept these certificates as an expression of our gratitude. I have to make sure I get the right one, the orange one for you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And the blue one for you.
Thank you.
So congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for all
Thank
your
you.
Work. Get some pictures?
Yeah, you do those,
okay.
And then we'll do
okay.
The challenge.
Oh, we got to tighten up.
That's protocol.
Can you get the chancellor's here?
Get out of here.
You're going to have to do two rows, probably.
I should maybe go in front if we need to. If we need two rows.
But it was going to finish.
Great.
Thank you
so much. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Right. I'd like to ask our student trustees if they would like to make any comments.
Okay, sure. I'll start. I just want to say thank you to the other board members, President Killeen. Thanks for your guidance over this past year. definitely helped me grow as a leader, and especially in the beginning when, as I'm sure Karina will learn, you're a little nervous, you don't really know what's going on. You guys were all so welcoming and really made me feel at ease. Thank you also to the other university officers. You really helped me understand how a large public university operates and how important different facets of the university are. And thanks to the board staff for all you do for the board and for the university, sending out materials and keeping on top of us, making sure we're doing what we need to do. This has just been a really wonderful senior year, not a typical senior year, but a really wonderful senior year. I've been able to see so many parts of the university that most students don't get to see. I've learned so much. I hope that this experience, as I move forward, hopefully becoming a faculty member somewhere one day, will help me navigate university life. And the University of Illinois has just given so much to me. I grew up a faculty kid. My dad's a professor at UIC. I remember taking the train in when I was in like third grade for Bring Your Kid to Work Day, and I was always excited because we didn't have internet at my house, but there was internet at UIC. There's also this really good deli on Taylor Street. I can't pronounce it because it's Italian, but
Ponte di Savore.
Yeah, that's it. You know what I'm talking about. Great Italian subs. And so I thank the university for an incredible education and a wealth of opportunities ahead of me. You know, I'll be a so-called Yalie next year, but I'll always be an Illini. And Illini sounds a lot better than Yalie, in my opinion. One of the coolest experiences I had this year was getting to give a speech to the freshmen back in the fall. There's probably 4,000 or 5,000 freshmen there, and one of the pieces of advice I gave them was just not to be afraid to take a chance. I knew when I was a freshman up in the stands there, I never thought I would be on that field giving a speech. And the University of Illinois just has so many opportunities to take a chance. And I was never afraid to do that. And I mean, I'm here now. So it's been a real pleasure being part of this board and part of this school. I'm really lucky to be able to celebrate the sesquicentennial at my graduation. And I'm so proud to be part of this world-class institution that is really humble about its greatness. We never rest on our laurels, and there's still areas that we can improve on and things to be done, but I'm really proud of this place. And so thanks again. Hopefully I've contributed in some way. And President Killeen, I still need to teach you how to tie a bow tie. We'll get that done before I graduate. But thank you so much. I appreciate it.
So, sure, just to follow up on that, I just first want to express what a great honor that it has been to serve on this board this year. But before I get too far, I too want to thank a number of people, President Killeen, Barb Wilson, and the three chancellors here. I just want to thank you for your vision and commitment to the University of Illinois, the University of Illinois system, and each of the respective campuses. I personally am proud of the leadership we have, and particularly during the kind of challenging budget times we're in, that leadership is clearly evident in each one of you. I also want to thank each one of you that I've had the privilege of serving on the board with, and Colin and Karina for the last day as well. I've learned something different, I think, about each one of you. And I think that's a good thing. I think we have a diverse board that is representative of what I would hope a board of the University of Illinois would look like. I would also be remiss if I didn't perhaps offer the greatest thanks to Dee Dee and her staff. I certainly don't know where I'd be without the many calls and texts to Marnie asking me what hotel, or me asking her what hotel I need to show up to, and where I need to be when. It's my only hope or wish that I could hire each of them a way to come organize the rest of my life outside of this board. It'd be a lot easier. But when I thought about what I learned the most as a member of this board, the thing that kept coming back was leadership. And time and again, the leadership of this board and the administration demonstrated just that. leadership qualities to me are born into some, and in others it's a process. But for everyone, I believe leadership evolves over time. And as experiences come up and learning opportunities hit you in the face, you grow as a leader. And those opportunities and experiences have certainly come up for me this year. And I feel that my own capability as a leader has increased this year. It is my hope that moving forward into the future, the board and the administration will continue with the high degree of leadership it's demonstrated, at least in my time here at the university and on the board. Now, on Saturday, I'll join, you know, roughly 700,000 U of I alumni, and I can't help but think about the experiences I've had here at UIS that have allowed me to enter the next stage of my life with great ease. I came to UIS. I transferred to UIS, actually. I was one of those 16,000 students that left the state of Illinois my freshman year and then ended up coming back to UIS for many of the opportunities that they provide to be involved in politics and in government here. And I can say that my perception of the opportunities that were available definitely came through. I've been lucky enough to work for a member of Congress, the state Senate, and a statewide business association during my time here at UIS. And not many other universities across the country can provide those type of opportunities for their students. So the U of I runs deep for me, and I'm proud of the education I received. I'm thankful for the people that I met, and I'm humbled by the opportunity to serve or to have served on this board this year. And I thank you guys, and I'm sure I'll be around in the future.
You two are outstanding young men. And as a almost 8-year member of the board, I can tell you every year it's a breath of fresh air when we get new student trustees. They're brilliant, they're dedicated, and they bring an excellent and essential perspective to this board. And you guys have done that, you know, remarkably well. And I think I can speak on behalf of the board that we're very grateful for your service.
Thank you.